And we are so excited to talk to you about pilgrimages and what is a pilgrimage. Say hi.
Hi.
So we're going to start off with the definition of pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a journey to a sacred place or shrine. Ben, when I read off that definition of pilgrimage, what do you think of?
There's like the traditional sense of pilgrimage that you hear about, a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, a pilgrimage to perhaps Rome or Our Lady of Guadalupe, going to Mexico City or to Lourdes or Fatima. But I think it something that we found in our own life is that it pilgrimage can be embodied in much more of your day-to-day life. It, within that same definition, though, is a journey to something holy. It's a transformational journey, and you know, I think one of the simplest ways you can think of it in its microcosm is every Sunday going to church, and you know the journey that you have there, whether it's getting the kids in the car and everything, but you're intentional. There's an intentionality around it, and you're seeking out that holiness and that transcendence. In today's life.
I love that. What way do you think that reframing something, whether it's a trip and you call it a trip, if you instead call it a pilgrimage, how does that simple reframing help you when the going gets tough? Because a trip with, we have six kids, and right now they are 16 to 6 months. So in what way does seeing something as a pilgrimage instead of trip help you in those hard moments?
Yeah, I mean, there's always the difficulty of traveling just from a logistical standpoint. But also sometimes you travel and you don't really have a desire to go to that place. It's because of business or because of family obligations or something like that. And to approach those opportunities with a pilgrimage mindset, I think really opens your mind to the possibilities and like the refresh. It's a refreshing, it can be very, you know, deep, but it's also a refreshing aspect of like, I'm going to be filled up by this experience. And I think even like the stuff around like the travel, like you're in the car, you have a tendency to maybe pull out the rosary with the family a little bit. It comes a little bit more to mind as you're traveling because you've thought of it in that way. That's what I think of, you know?
Yeah. I think, and we're going to get into this more in future episodes on the podcast, but there's been so many times when we have been on a trip as our family with our kids, and something is just really frustrating or really heavy or really hard, and we'll just look at each other and say, remember, it's a pilgrimage. And I think it allows for us to be refocused on the fact that it is, going back to that definition, it's a journey to something sacred. So it's a journey to discover something sacred, or a journey to experience or interact with something beyond ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that is really a huge shift away from trip. I also think that, and this actually takes me back to when we first got married and we were thinking during our engaged period, where do we want to go on our honeymoon? And we thought for a hot second about, well, a lot of people go to like somewhere tropical, somewhere warm, they go sit on the beach. And we just realized we didn't want to go somewhere that was weather dependent, that was so weather dependent that if it rained, that trip sucked. Like, we were like, that doesn't sound great. It obviously wouldn't have, it was our honeymoon, but we just realized at the beginning that isn't exactly who we are. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people take a trip to be rejuvenated in their body. They take a trip to just go rest somewhere, to rest, almost like recovering from their day-to-day life, right? It's a reprieve, it's a time to pause. And when you take a trip with a family, it's almost never that way. And even when we take trips, just the two of us, that doesn't fill us up as much as an active trip that's allowing for us to step out of our day-to-day in a way that we're participating with something bigger than ourselves. So let me make this a little more concrete. I feel like when Ben and I go on a getaway and we have the chance to hike and to sit and eat at a restaurant and just spend our good sweet time eating and drinking and just enjoying each other's company and, you know, kind of going with where we want to go in that moment, but then also seeing a museum, going to visit a beautiful church, experiencing the cultural history of an area, that is a much more, at the end of a trip, we feel like, wow, that was really worth our time. That was really worth the financial investment of stepping away and going on the trip. And truly, that being said, we have never really taken a trip that we are just going to the beach and all we will do is lay in a chair on a beach.
That's true. We have not done that.
And so perhaps that's something we need to try on. Perhaps it's something we need to try on. I think we would have a really hard time learning how to rest in that way. I think that would be a struggle for us knowing our personalities and our temperaments. That being said, I think it's just a totally different way of looking at travel and experiencing the world and experiencing these different things that the Lord has given us to also discover and to participate in the church as a whole. So let me ask you that. When you think about the definition of pilgrimage that we talked about, journeying to a sacred place or shrine, how does that allow for us to see the ways that we are a part of something that in our day-to-day we don't get to encounter?
Yeah, I think we all are on a spiritual journey and try to incorporate that into our daily life, right? But routine is routine and it will become mundane, even if it's something, or there's a struggle to keep it from becoming mundane in your day-to-day, right? So maybe you, attend daily mass once a week, but it's every Tuesday, and that's great. That's a very important part of cultivating your spirituality and your relationship with God. Really, the pilgrimage part is so critical for making time special for God. I mean, you can do so in a lot of ways with like a retreat. We've been on retreats before where it's that same kind of feeling where retreats are pretty intense, right? You're like, it's all on the spiritual growth and it's very, very good. And I think it is a type of pilgrimage, but it's definitely like, I think a retreat definitionally is different. Whereas pilgrimage, those seeking out of those holy sites and those holy places, I think it allows for that like a special time to connect with the Lord, but also with a lot of pilgrimages are very specific to particular saints, Our Lady especially. And those opportunities are a way to, you know, grow within the communion of saints, to build relationships there and learn about their love of the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's important. And I think, again, it's a special time set aside, so it breaks away from the mundaneness and it sits in your mind long afterwards. It lingers because it was special, you know. And so that's where I see it, kind of, you know, breaking away from the day-to-day, even if in our day-to-day we need to also cultivate those things in a more structured manner.
Yeah. You know, another thing that's coming up in my mind as you're sharing that is that in a lot of ways, pilgrimage is a way that we can live out and encounter some of those truths. It's very similar to the way that we would if we were to read a spiritual reading book, right? If we read a book of the story of a saint and we know the importance of doing that, of interacting with the saints in books and, you know, incorporating our spiritual growth into our day-to-day. But when you go to these places and you walk in the footsteps of saints, there's a relationship built with that saint, but also a way that learning goes so deep. because we've tasted it and we've touched it and we've been physically present there. It's appealed to all of our senses, yeah. Not just words on paper coming into our brain, which is very powerful and very profound, but it just allows for a deeper amount of memory, and it allows for us to interact with that differently than if it was just
And it makes those saints, if you it's a shrine or a holy place of a particular saint, it makes those saints much more tangible. It's real. It's like you're touching, like whether it's a third class relic or a first class relic or it's just the footstep, the where they walked, where they lived, and then your relationship with God as well. God is, you know, omnipresent. He's always with us, but you go to these places and it feels different. Mm-hmm. It feels set aside. There's something there, and maybe it's there just for you, and it's God's opening that experience mm-hmm. up to you because of the intentionality of the pilgrimage that you've decided to take on. I feel like that's something that I've seen a lot with our children, is that as we do these things, these moments are presented where they may have never experienced that kind of encounter with whether it's again with our Lord directly or just as a friendship kind of loving experience with one of the saints. So,
you know, one thing that's coming to my mind as you're sharing that, so as we record this just a week and a half ago, we found out we have an American Pope for the first time, Pope Leo XIV. And, you know, when we first caught wind of that, we first heard about that, I realized, being an American, how many ways that it makes Pope Leo more human to me than, you know, this is the fourth Pope of my lifetime now, mm-hmm. than JP2 was, than Pope Benedict was, than Pope Francis was, because we know his brother lives in Florida and he's from Chicago where we've been. And
he's a White Sox fan.
He's a White Sox fan. He went to a White Sox game. Like, you know, all
he's
of
a math,
these things.
He's a math major.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, oh, so. My goodness. That's lovely. Yeah. We were both math majors. And so we like to find our fellow math nerds. But it makes it more tangible. It makes it more relatable. It makes it more memorable. Whether it should or not, it is our human nature to want to interact with things. And that's why the Lord in his goodness gives us the Eucharist in these very profound ways that we can interact through our body, not just spiritually and keeping it in our head. And I think that's pilgrimage.
Yeah,
it's taking that
on. To your point about sacraments, we have our, you know, the major sacraments, the seven sacraments, but there's also sacramentals, right? And mm-hmm. That's what I feel like is pervasive throughout a pilgrimage, is these sacramentals, these holy interactions with a physical, tangible thing that helps reveal in some way a spiritual reality. You know, it's special. I think it's a great thing that we've always had kind of had in our hearts, but we're starting to kind of crystallize and understand more and more how we want to apply that into our own lives and our family.
Yeah, yeah. So we hope you enjoy this journey with us as we start to talk more about pilgrimage and bring others on to talk with us about pilgrimage and share some really amazing things the Lord has done in our hearts and minds and our family on pilgrimages we have been blessed to take. And I hope that this will bless you the way that it has already blessed us in our marriage and in our family.